So in today's video, we're going to be looking at how Padre Pio was so gentle and humble of heart. He was an example of modesty like we cannot imagine. We'd like to welcome all viewers to our channel Following Padre Pio. And if you're new to our channel, then please like our video and subscribe and share this video with your friends. Really, the best way to be part of our team is to enroll now, to be included in our mass prayer intentions. So this comes from an article in The Voice of Padre Pio, and it's written by Bishop Emeritus of Foggia, which is a town not too far away from where Padre Pio stayed. And he says, Padre Pio was a living example of one who had accepted the strong yet gentle invitation of Jesus to be humble of heart. And of course, ideally, we should want to imitate Padre Pio. So our Lord himself said, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble of heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is sweet and my burden is light. So we're going to be looking at that gentleness and humility of heart that Padre Pio had. And in fact, these are two essential virtues that are often overlooked in Padre Pio. They go unnoticed because we're looking at all these other incredible gifts he had. Yet without humility, he would have been nothing. And above all, we take this example of Padre Pio's humility and we see how he was obedient, totally obedient to his religious superiors in the order and also to any instructions or orders that came from Rome, even though they seemed to be an incredible trial from him and go exactly contrary to what he would have understood his whole vocation was about. Yet Padre Pio remained obedient. And in his writings, we can see how his humility really shone through in his letters to his spiritual directors and spiritual leaders, to whom he really opened his heart and asked them for, with the openness of a child, he was asking them for light and comfort in these terrible inner trials and diabolical attacks that he was so often put through. And further to this, Padre Pio felt humiliated by all the extraordinary gifts that he had received from our Lord, such as the phenomenon of ecstasy, bilocation, you know, being in his monastery and yet being seen in other parts of the world at the same time, you know, incredible healings, reading of people's hearts. He had these amazing gifts, and yet he felt humiliated somehow by them. And of course, none of these gifts he attributed to himself, but only to God and to the intercession of the Mother of God, that is Our Lady, to whom he had a great devotion. As for the unbelievable gifts of the stigmata, that is the mystical wounds of our Lord's crucifixion, which Padre Pio carried on his hands, his feet, and in his side. For a lot of us, I'm sure, we'd just give in to a human smugness or complacency, thinking we've done so well to achieve these things. But for Padre Pio, they were just a source of confusion. And often he asked God to please remove these outward signs of the stigmata. He did not mind the suffering that went with him, but he didn't want the signs. He found that confusing and humiliating. If we look at it from a psychological point of view, for those who know the human heart with its immense impulse for pride and arrogance, especially when one's involved in great works, in Padre Pio, he never suffered from this at all. He never wanted the honor of having built, you know, the wonderful sanctuary of Our Lady of Grace, having turned it from a completely insignificant monastery into a major site, and also his fantastic hospital, that is the Casa della Sofferenza. He didn't want any honor for having founded that either. So this is now Monsignor Paolo Carta was sitting next to Padre Pio during the solemn inauguration of the hospital. This was in May the 5th, 1956, and he was observing Padre Pio, and this is what he wrote. So the hospital was being inaugurated, and there was a Cardinal Lercaro and a group of very high-ranking personalities were present from all parts of the world, and they were just all heaping praises on Padre Pio in their speeches. And he was the subject of universal admiration with loud and spontaneous applause from the crowds. But the Monsignor says, I saw Padre Pio with his head lowered. And Padre Pio was totally indifferent to all of this applause. And he said to me, he turned to the Monsignor and said, and yet this is Padre Pio. So they were creating this incredible description of Padre Pio. And he said, and yet this is Padre Pio. And he was humble in the midst of so much glory. With humility, he began his speech. The house of the relief of suffering is finished. I thank the benefactors from all parts of the world who have worked together. And this is what Providence has created with your help. I recommend we admire and bless the Lord our God. So the whole time he's talking about them and about God. And then what does he say about himself? However, let us not stop in the middle of this road, he says. Let us respond quickly to God's call, to this good cause in which each of us is fulfilling his obligation. I, with the incessant prayers, that is Padre Pio, of a worthless servant of our Lord Jesus Christ. So Padre Pio speaks of himself in this whole process as a worthless servant, even though his prayers were really the one that got the whole thing going. You, with the burning desire to envelop all suffering humanity in your heart, in order to give with me the mercy of our Heavenly Father to others. So he's speaking about God, and he's speaking about the benefactors, and he's saying he had no real part. He was a worthless servant just praying. So that shows his humility too. And then Padre Pio says, go forward in a spirit of humility and with your hearts held up high. And then here's another example. But perhaps the greatest temptation to human complacency may come from another significant fact, and that is that so many confessors, spiritual leaders, distinguished personalities from all walks of life, religious, priests, bishops, archbishops, cardinals, famous people from around the world would come to Padre Pio seeking absolution and a word of enlightenment from the so-called great men of the world. Padre Pio remained absolutely indifferent to all of their homage, because Padre Pio was accustomed to seeing only the souls of the people in front of him, who had to be purified, sanctified, and saved. That's how he saw the people and nothing else. So today we have spoken about Padre Pio's humility, and I'm sure you'll agree it was quite incredible, his humility. But we'll be stopping here, and in the next part, that is the second part, we'll be looking into Padre Pio's gentleness.